podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
What if I told you that WG Grace played in a cricket match where he was forced to use a broomstick as a bat? And this didn't actually just happen once. This happened twice. I know it sounds like the worst Quidditch variation you've ever heard. And let's be honest, Quidditch is a terrible fake sport. The idea of a contest where the rest of the gameplay doesn't matter and you just focus on a golden stitch that awards the capturing team 150 points and essentially wins every contest. I mean, imagine playing cricket and halfway through the game you could get 1,000 runs by capturing a slippery ferret that was released onto the playing surface. I would actually say that the game Whackbat from Fantastic Mr. Fox, which is designed to be absurd, is a better sport than Quidditch. Also, and I must admit that I know almost nothing about Harry Potter, but I'm pretty sure that W.G. Grace and his brothers would all be in Slytherin. At least I asked my sons and that was their opinion. But back to Grace and his broomstick in this game. And it wasn't just him. He'd been playing for Gloucestershire against Nottinghamshire. He made 17 in the first innings, but the rest of his family did quite well. They made 235. Nottinghamshire made 111 in reply, and W.G. Grace took 9 wickets in his 51 overs. That meant that Notts were forced to follow on, and they were 69 for 1 and cruising when the last day started. That's when WG started taking wickets again, and Notts lost by an innings. The thing is that that final collapse happened quite early in the morning, and so there was a full spare day and a cricket pitch to be used. Notts decided that they didn't want to play again after their loss, so everyone was unsure what to do until a local team was found. The problem was this local 11 was just, I don't know, random dudes. Not the best cricket family ever, and a bunch of professional cricketers who'd just towered up the Nottinghamshire team. So to make the game fair, the Gloucestershire players decided to actually bat with broomsticks. And when I first heard of this story, I was like, I wonder how good you could be with broomsticks, even against people who are clearly not as good as you at cricket. Well, stay with me here, because Gloucestershire made 290 runs. Yeah, that's crazy. E.M. Grace, WG's brother, made 100. He was a proper player, making over 10,000 runs in first-class cricket, despite only one test. But to make 100 with a broomstick should be the first line of anyone's obituary. Billy Midwinter also made 58 runs. He was a fantastic player who played tests for Australia, and then England, and then Australia again. Although he's probably best known for the time that WG Grace kidnapped him. Anyway, that's probably a story for another day. But because Gloucestershire batted so well, the poor Cheltenham 11 only made 50 for 2 in reply. And as I said before, that wasn't the only time that WG Grace batted with a broom. This is Double Century, the podcast on the history of cricket. This season, we wanted to visit some of the weirdest stories in the game. Cricket has a unique ability to meld itself into cultures, even outside of the sport itself, and produce wild tales. So this season will include theatre, sausages, dogs, and perhaps the most famous disability match ever played. This episode is on cricket games that use brooms as bats.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The United States Border Patrol has exciting and rewarding career opportunities with the nation's largest law enforcement organization.
Earn great pay with outstanding federal benefits and up to $20,000 in recruitment incentives. Learn more online at cbp.gov/careers/USBP.
There have been instances where teams of men have lost to teams of women. Despite the close ties between cricket and tennis, there's never really been any push that I can see for any version of a mixed 11 contest. But in the late 1800s and early 1900s, there were games of women taking on men. Perhaps the most famous instance of this was in 1903 when Plum Warner's men were beaten by the ladies aboard the Orontes. Of course, in that game, the men had to bat and bowl with their other hand. However, it was the same England side that would then land in Australia and regain the Ashes. But there was a more proper game played at the recreation ground in Paddington, which had men going up against women. To add to the novelty, all participants were theatre personalities. The women played under their assumed names, though it is not clear whether they used their stage names. The intergender match of, I suppose, celebrities at that time attracted a fairly reasonable crowd. However, there was an added rule that the men would use broomsticks instead of bats. And while this might come across as unusual today, it was not that uncommon in the 19th century, as we've kind of already shown. There's a story from 1874, for instance, that the Lincoln Cricket Club held an inter-club game between their firsts and seconds, but that the main team batted with broomsticks. I am only going to assume that there was a big difference between the first and second 11 at Lincoln Cricket Club, because the first 11 still won that game, even without using proper bats. And remember that there was a lot of cricket played at this stage where it wasn't 11 versus 11. It might be 11 versus 15 or 11 versus 18 or 11 versus 20 or whatever the number might be, because they were trying to even up some of these games. But also, it was a theatre game, so there was probably a novelty factor built in. But there is another thing worth remembering in all this, that back in those days, the ball didn't bounce as high. Overarm bowling only became the main format of bowling in the late 1800s, so there were plenty of underarm and lob bowlers still around. I think more importantly again, the pitches were softer and you didn't get many bounces. This might explain why E.M. Grace or the Lincoln First did so well despite not even using bats. And the theatre game was the same, because despite the brooms, the men won, so another match was arranged afterwards. There was an added condition this time. The men had to play with their wrong hands and broomsticks. And to add to that, if they fielded with the right hand, not necessarily the right hand, of course, a penalty of 3 runs would be awarded to the women. It was a fair call, for some of the women were not quite acquainted with the sport at all. And it was obviously quite a spectacle, as this match was reported on in the Times. And it wasn't just like a couple of lines, they really wrote about it. They said, an amusing incident occurred by a lady who was batting, having the politeness to field the ball herself, but the penalty was not enforced and she was allowed to continue her innings. With these new playing conditions in place, the women thespians beat their male counterparts, making 60 runs themselves and bowling out the men for only 23. Of course, had the men won both games, it surely would have been called a clean sweep. Thanks for listening to Double Century. This podcast was made entirely possible by our supporters at Patreon. You can find the link in the show notes. Double Century is a podcast narrated, produced, and co-written by me, Jared Kimber. Abhishek Mukherjee is the main writer, and Nick McCorriston edits, mixes, and co-produces the show.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code PLAY100. That's code PLAY100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.